Unit 4. New research into teen brain biology. Page 54. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 8.
Doctors and counselors hear it from parents again and again. She was a sweet, loving, helpful child, a perfect daughter, a good student. She always had a smile on her face. Then she wakes up one day, a snarling, ornery teenager who acts irresponsibly and hates everything we say or do. What happened to our baby? For the most part, rebellious teenage behavior has been explained as being a necessary part of growing up, when a teenager must rebel in order to define who he is, to assert his independence, and to forge a unique identity for himself. However, new information about the workings of the teenage brain is coming to light, thanks to innovative research and to advances in magnetic resonance imaging, MRI techniques, that allow investigators to safely measure brain activity in healthy teens. This information may shed new light on teenage behavior and may have far-reaching implications for parents and educators. One interesting finding seems to indicate that teens may process emotions differently than adults. In one experiment, teens and adults were asked to identify the emotion shown on the faces of people in various photographs. While all of the adults who saw a certain picture recognized the emotion on the person's face as fear, 70% of the teens characterized the emotion differently. Some said it was shock, others identified the look as astonishment, while still others said the person in the picture was angry. This may say something about the way teens read the emotions of their parents and teachers. Until recently, it was believed that the brain was fully developed by the time a child reached puberty. However, we now know that this is simply not the case. Today, neuroscientists tell us that the brain isn't completely developed in most people until their early 20s. What's more, different regions of the brain develop at different rates, and one of the last parts to mature is the one that allows people to process the information needed to make good judgments. Therefore, since the teen brain is not fully mature, teens may not have the tools needed to make good judgments. In other words, since their brains do not function like adult brains, they are not able to access all of the information necessary to make good decisions. The situation is further complicated by the fact that the teen years are a time for trying new things and taking risks. This new information about how the teenage brain works, or doesn't, may provide some answers for perplexed parents who fail to understand why their intelligent, usually sensible teenager will experiment with alcohol, smoke cigarettes, or go out for a late-night joyride with a friend who just got his license that day. It may also cause people to question whether it is fair to expect teenagers to demonstrate well-developed decision-making and organizational skills while their brains are still developing.